Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlocks big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book titled Staring at the Sun, Overcoming the Terror of Death. As a child, did you ever see someone die on TV or hear about a dead relative? Suddenly, you start to wonder where people go after death? But when you ask adults about this, most of them change the topic or attempt to distract you. Some might gently say they went to a faraway place and never come back again. These responses are just attempts to avoid the topic of death rather than answers to your question. Not being able to have a satisfying answer, you become even more curious about death. In the long term, curiosity may develop into fear due to a lack of understanding. The longer the question remains unanswered, the more death turns into something dreadful in your mind. Avoiding the topic of death will not relieve our anxiety about it, and from that moment till our last breath, death anxiety remains with us throughout our lives. But how does death anxiety manifest itself in our lives? And what can we do to overcome the terror of death that follows us like a shadow? We could find answers to these and many more questions in this book. The author of this book, Irvin D. Yalom, is an emeritus professor of psychiatry at Stanford University and one of the key representatives of modern existential psychotherapy. Throughout his almost 60 years long counseling practice, he found that most of his patients' suffering came from the fear of death. And after an in-depth study of those cases, he published a book examining clinical cases of death anxiety. We will explore the main ideas of this book by answering the following three questions. It will help you face the topic of death openly and change the fear of death at its core. Question 1. How to recognize death anxiety. Question 2. How to overcome death anxiety. Question 3. How psychiatrists counsel people with death anxiety. From a very young age, we are surrounded by death. We see dead leaves. Our pets die. Our grandparents disappear, as do the characters of our favorite fairy tales. However, most adults do not let children face death openly, so the fear of death remains buried deep in our subconscious until we hit puberty. In our teenage years, the theme of death arises again. We explore and experience it through literature, film, and games. After becoming adult members of society, we try hard to find an appropriate job, form a family, and go on to have children of our own. In the middle of a busy life, we suddenly find ourselves old and alone, watching our children having families and careers of their own. At that time, we are already frail and in poor health, and most of us have some kind of illness. Death anxiety overwhelms us once again. As we can see, the fear of death accompanies us throughout our lives. And whether we see it or not, it is always lurking in our subconscious. However, some people experience death anxiety directly. Every moment of their life, they are fully aware of death, which influences their daily activities, such as work and study. For these people, death anxiety is overt or easily recognizable. As for others, even though not experienced directly and obviously, death anxiety may manifest through certain life situations or health issues. It is covert death anxiety. In addition to overt and covert types of death anxiety, there is anxiety about nothing, which is also a manifestation of death anxiety. Now let us take a closer look at each of the three. People suffering from overt death anxiety are very aware of their fear of death. They are scared that their entire world will disappear at the moment of death. And when everything turns into nothing, who knows where they will go? One of Yalom's patients, a 32-year-old woman, had a classic case of overt death anxiety. Even when she was in a safe place, such as her home or workplace, she felt that her death could come at any moment. Whenever she thought of not being able to see her parents and friends or to access her happy memories after her death, she would be overwhelmed by an intense bout of anxiety. She wondered what was the point of life anyway, since everything was doomed to disappear and wouldn't last forever. Even the potential immortality of her soul was unable to relieve her constant inner anxiety. People who suffer from overt death anxiety understand that their anxiety is fueled by the terror of death. On the contrary, those who suffer from covert death anxiety cannot detect it so easily, as it often comes disguised as nightmares. For example, a patient with gastric problems always had a concern about stomach cancer. Once he dreamed of flying to a resort with his family. Then he saw himself curled up on the floor with acute stomach pain. Upon waking from the nightmare, he decided that the dream predicted his death from stomach cancer. This thought left him deeply anxious for a very long time. In reality, most of our nightmares represent our death anxiety or the fear of death. For example, running for one's life from a murderer, falling from a great height, getting a serious illness, and being on your deathbed are just a few common nightmares. Apart from this, whenever we watch a piece of disastrous news, learn about any of our friends getting sick, or experience a loss of those close to us, we might get introspective and start contemplating the meaning of being alive. In some cases, people also start having nightmares. All of these are symptoms of covert death anxiety. When exploring the anxiety evoked by certain life situations, we see the fear of death hidden in the background. Sometimes, however, we may also experience anxiety out of nowhere. Yalom points out that such anxiety might also be rooted in death anxiety. Therefore, if you find yourself anxious for no apparent reason, you may want to ask yourself if you have death fears. Susan's case can help you better understand this viewpoint. She was an outstanding accountant with a peaceful life until one day, her son was arrested and jailed for drug use. For Susan, it was a heavy blow. As a woman who had always appeared calm and elegant in both her manners and outfit, she turned up in Yalom's therapy room like a wreck, appearing disheveled and messy. During the session, Susan complained that she had had high expectations for her son and that his current behavior left her completely baffled. At the same time, she was worried about him. She had been crying for 4 days. She couldn't eat or sleep and had been unable to go to work for the first time in 20 years. Any mother would be upset and worried if her son were jailed on drug charges. However, this was not the first time Susan's son had been involved in a drug-related offense. He had already been caught a few times and was previously admitted to a state-sponsored rehabilitation program. Therefore, Susan's reaction seemed excessive considering this history. In the session, Yalom also noticed a slightly soiled bandage on Susan's neck. It turned out that she had done cosmetic surgery to tighten her neck. She regarded this surgery as a present for her 60th birthday. She confessed that she couldn't stand seeing what aging had done to her body. And right there, Yalom found a breakthrough point. He realized that her son was not the only reason for her anxiety, so he slowly guided her to look within. Eventually, Susan realized that her feeling of restlessness came from the speed of the time passing and her inevitable aging. Though she was afraid of her son's inability to take over the business that she built for him, she was even more afraid of her inevitable death. As she came to terms with that matter, her anxiety subsided. That experience, on the other hand, made her re-evaluate her life. Worries about her age were replaced with plans of doing something she always wanted but had no chance to do, starting to run a bed and breakfast place at a resort. This is all for the first part of today's bookie. We explored how to recognize death anxiety. Death anxiety accompanies us throughout our life. From early childhood, school years and adolescence, through middle and old age, each period of our life is characterized by different emotional and intellectual approaches to death. It can be overt death anxiety that we experience directly. Or, if disguised by other symptoms, we may experience a covert one that requires us to delve down beyond the surface and see the essence of the problem. It can also manifest as anxiety for no seeming reason, which, if not reflected upon, might be very difficult to tackle. Since death anxiety is everywhere around us, how can we overcome it? How can we face the inevitable death in the calmest and most collected manner? Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.